Today's message is titled, With Thanksgiving. Scripture text is Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving. Today is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. It's a special day with origins going back to the 1600s, to the time of the Pilgrims. I'm not sure how many other countries have a special day set aside for Thanksgiving, but it's a great time to especially count our blessings. Below this message is a form we use in our home and that we've also shared with churches that gives focus to a family time of Thanksgiving. We all have so much to be thankful for. Yet even as the world has denigrated the true meaning of Christmas, it seems the same is being done to Thanksgiving. It began by changing the object of our thankfulness from God to others. And now many use the phrase Turkey Day, since we customarily have turkey. In fact, last night a young lady said to me, Happy Turkey Day. And I rather seriously told her, No, Happy Thanksgiving Day. I'll have to explain to her later why her greeting ruffled my feathers a bit. In the daily scripture portion, the psalmist makes a strong declaration. I will. Today, I'm so thankful for my salvation, my family and friends, and my church. I have also been mightily blessed with much of the good things this world has to offer, relative to so many. Most all of you have as well, by the way. The Westminster Catechism declares, The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. The daily scripture verse declares, I can glorify God today and every day with thanksgiving. And that is what I will do. Many songs have been written that express thankfulness to God. I remember in my early days singing a gospel chorus with the line, Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Today's verse is taken from a Psalm of David and expresses an interesting way to magnify the Lord. The Hebrew word for magnify is gadol, and is translated throughout the Old Testament with words like advance, lift up, promote, increase, and boast. I like the word magnify, and here we are told, We magnify Him with thanksgiving. Let us indeed magnify the Lord by our thankfulness. And remember, God's call to a life of thankfulness is not limited to today. It is not seasonal. Let us be a thankful people. Let me point out that following the message on the email or web post, there is a wonderful exercise for family gatherings. Based upon questions we might ask one another to focus on our thankfulness. I don't know whether this is something that Brooksine and I developed years ago, or she developed, or actually it's something we had come across. So it's just a series of questions that kind of we have used that give a focus to a gathering. And I recall several years ago using it around a table and having one of the most meaningful times with my extended family I ever recall. Because we did spend some spiritual time versus just eating and, of course, saying a great prayer before we eat, but then spreading out in a number of ways, by the way. Also, yesterday I shared a little what I called an audio quiz. I might make more of these. I kind of enjoyed it, and it was kind of fun to get the responses. You can go to the website or email post today, and there is a link that you can click on, and it will play a sound. And I shared yesterday that this is a sound that I am thankful for, and indeed it is. It is the sound of gurgling coffee. It's just about ready to drink, and always a sound, early in the morning especially, that I like. It was interesting, some of the questions. And it's hard if you didn't have any context. One thought it might have been snoring after a huge Thanksgiving meal. Another a beating heart. Another a snowblower. But many noted correctly that it is a coffee maker with those final gurgling sounds indicating the coffee is ready. And if there's others out there that enjoy coffee, you'll probably know what I mean here. You'll connect with that thought. Let me just share on this audio, and I don't think I will on the written version. So those that read this, because we don't want to draw attention to our family. Most of you are aware that last week my mother passed away. We had her service this Monday. And last night my daughter went into the hospital because they think something's wrong with her pacemaker. Now it does look like she's going to get out early this morning. We may have Thanksgiving meal at the hospital. In fact, they bless their hearts, they serve a big meal to those that, you know, the family members and all the staff. But they're treating it. She's a heart kid. And any of you that have had heart kids, and there are, I'm sure, certain conditions that can get an operation and they're fixed the rest of their life. But so often, heart conditions in children particularly require ongoing monitoring, probably throughout life, adjusting medications and so forth. But we're thankful. God's helped us through many a situation like this. And we're thankful for beating hearts. Well, have a blessed day today. My wife says I tend to get a little bit long and rambly on these audio podcasts, but I suppose those of you that listen can choose to listen to the first part that includes the actual message, and then the later part you may choose to click off my just extemporaneous sharing my heart about 9 o'clock on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning. We did get a nice snow last night, but as I look outside, it's almost all melted. It's melting off. It will be in the next hour or so, it looks like. Well, have a blessed day today. Again, this is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. Normally, my wife offers a prayer, and she's not here today. She's with us here at the hospital. We are blessed to serve a risen Savior today. Our website is DailyEncouragement.net. Run that Daily Encouragement together, .net. And you can read this message and other materials, as well as that exercise that you can print out that you might use with your family today. Have a great day and be thankful.